Have you just come from the country, Terpsion? Or have you been here for a while?
I came some time ago. I've been looking for you in the Agora and wondering why I couldn't find you.
The reason is that I was not in the city.
Then where were you?
I was on my way to the harbor when I encountered Theaetetus, who was being carried to Athens from the military camp at Corinth.
Is he alive or dead?
He is alive, but not much more than that. In addition to being severely wounded, he's suffering from an illness that has infected the troops.
Dysentery?
Yes.
That's a grave threat to a fine man.
Yes, he is noble and good, Terpsion. I heard several people praising him for his courage in that battle.
That doesn't surprise me. It would be much more remarkable if he had not distinguished himself. But why didn't he stay here in Megara?
He was eager to get home. I urged him to stay, but he wouldn't hear of it. So, I saw him off, and on my way back, I remembered what Socrates said about him, and marveled at how accurate his prophecy was. Socrates met him shortly before his own death, when Theaetetus was still quite young. But when I went to Athens, Socrates talked about his remarkable gifts and predicted that he would become great if he lived long enough.
Well, that prediction has come true. What did they say to each other? Can you remember the details?
Not off the top of my head, but I wrote down what I could remember when I returned home. Later, I added more details as they came to mind, and whenever I went to Athens, I would ask Socrates to help fill in the blanks and make corrections. By now, I've recorded most of the conversation.
Of course. I heard you say that before, and I've been waiting a long time to ask you to show it to me. Why not read it now? I've just come from the country, so I could use a rest.
I went with Theaetetus as far as Erineum, so I wouldn't mind a rest myself. Let's go, and while we are resting, my servant can read it to us.
That's a good idea.
Here's the book, Terpsion. Notice how I wrote the conversation. I didn't present Socrates as narrating it, but as a dialogue with Theaetetus and Theodorus, the mathematician from Cyrene. I've left out interjections such as I said, and I remarked, and he agreed, or he disagreed, which Socrates used when he talked to me. Those phrases will only get in the way.
You're right about that, Euclides.
All right. Boy, you can read the book.
If Cyrene were my primary concern, Theodorus, I would ask you about its affairs and whether any of the young people there are devoted to geometry or any other aspect of philosophy. But I am more interested in our own young people, so I would like to know who is likely to excel. I investigate these subjects as far as I can, so I am always eager to examine those around whom these young people gather. Many of them rightly come to you, and not only because you have mastered geometry. So, I would like to know whether you have encountered anyone who has promise.
Yes, Socrates. I have met a remarkable young man, one of your fellow citizens, who is definitely worth your attention. Now, if he were handsome, I would hesitate to single him out because someone might think I'm in love with him. Now, please don't be offended, but he's not handsome. He's very much like you, though less extreme, with a snub nose and protruding eyes. I speak without reservation when I say that of all the young people I have met, and I've known many, I have never found anyone who can equal him in natural gifts. He learns more quickly than any of the others, and he's both brave and gentle. I wouldn't have expected to see such a combination of qualities, because it is so rare. People who have such quick and clever minds and good memories often have short tempers, are easily distracted, and lack balance like unstable ships. They're impulsive rather than courageous. On the other hand, those who are more stable tend to be slow to learn and are hindered by a bad memory.